Well, we're going to read about Jesus the King, the one who stilled the waves. Now, we're going to be reading from Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35. I'll give you a moment to go find your Bibles. It is in page 836 in my Bible. I'm not sure if that helps many or anyone, but it's the second book in the New Testament, and the words will be coming up at the bottom of the screen if you don't have a Bible to hand. So that's Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35. Why don't I read? That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
Hi there, everyone. Today we're watching a video that was created by CrossTeach, the organisation that I work for. It was created for primary schools to be shown during assemblies or collective worship. And it's part of a five-part series called Amazing Things Jesus Said. It looks at the fact that when Jesus speaks, amazing things happen. The year is AD 30. Welcome to the Jerusalem News. My name is Chris Phillips, and these are your top stories. A boy has had a sandwich for his lunch. A lion in the Roman Colosseum called Leo the Lion has got a really bad cough. Finally, a man from northwest Jerusalem has dropped one of his sandals in the Sea of Galilee, and it's floated off. He's told reporters that he's hopping mad. Well, these are today's stories, and they're rubbish. Call these news stories, a man has lost a sandal, a lion has got a cough. These stories are rubbish. They're not proper news stories. Have we got anything better? What's that? Okay, so someone out in the field has got a real news story, you say. Okay, let's hear it then. What is it?
Yes, Chris. I've got a really big news story. It's all about a man called Jesus. He's amazing people by the things he's saying and doing. This week he said this, "Quiet, be still."
That's not very amazing. I mean, people say things like that all the time. Teachers say things like that to their class when they want them to be quiet.
Yes, but Jesus wasn't talking to a class when he said this. I wonder if anyone watching knows what Jesus was looking at when he said these words. Jesus was looking at the wind and the waves. The amazing thing is when Jesus speaks, things happen. Jesus' words change things.
I still don't think it's very amazing. I mean, like I said, if a teacher says, "Be quiet, sit up still." I mean, what do? You sit up, you sit still. In this case, well, words change things. What's so amazing?
You're right, our words do change things, but just imagine that it's a really rainy day and you're going on a school trip. If your teacher said to the rain, "Stop, rain," what do you think will happen? It probably won't stop. Your teacher is very influential, but even they can't make the rain stop.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So a teacher couldn't make the rain stop, although next time you're out with a teacher when it's raining. Why didn't you ask them to see if they can? Okay, it does seem quite amazing. Well, please, can you tell us more?
Jesus and his friends needed to cross over a very big lake called the Sea of Galilee. It was called a sea because it was so big. You couldn't see one side from the other. I wonder, how do you think they might have crossed the sea? Yes, that's right, in boats. They all got into their boats and set off across the lake. The weather was good, it was a lovely evening, and the waves weren't too big. But when they were about halfway across the lake, the weather started to change. They could see grey clouds bubbling up on the horizon. What do you think was about to happen? That's right. A storm was coming. The wind began to pick up. The sky got darker. Rain began to fall. The waves got bigger. Then the wind got even stronger and the rain got even heavier. And the waves got even bigger. I wonder, have you ever been in the sea or in a boat when there were really big waves? I wonder how you would feel in that situation. This storm got so bad that even Jesus's friends, who were fishermen and who went on the lake every single day, were terrified. The waves were much higher in the boat and they were breaking over the boat so that Jesus's friends thought they were going to drown. And Jesus was doing something very surprising whilst all this was going on. Can anyone guess what Jesus was doing? He was asleep. He wasn't even afraid of the storm. The disciples had to shake him to wake him up, and they begged him to do something. Then the Bible says that an amazing thing happened. Jesus stood up in the boat and said these words, "Quiet, be still." The wind listened to Jesus and it stopped blowing. The waves listened to Jesus and they went flat. The sea was completely calm. And Jesus's friends looked at each other. Then they looked at Jesus in fear and amazement and said, "Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him?" It was an amazing event. His friends were afraid of Jesus because they had just seen that he was even more powerful than the wind and the waves. We can't control the weather. We can't tell the rain to stop. But the Bible says that Jesus can. And Christians believe the reason he can do that is because he's the creator, the one who made the wind and the waves. All of us face worries and fears in life. When we face worries and fears, it can feel like we're in a storm, like Jesus's friends. Perhaps it feels like you're in a storm at the moment. It's so important that we don't go through the storms of life on our own. We need to talk to people about it. Perhaps with a teacher or parent or someone else we trust. All of us need help from others when we face storms in life. In a moment of quiet now, why don't you think about these two questions? Who can you be a good friend to who's going through a storm? And who can you turn to for help when you go through a storm? A Christian is someone who believes that whatever we go through in life, we can always turn to Jesus because he's powerful, he cares, and he's able to help us.
Wow, that truly is an amazing news story. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening in and tuning in to the Jerusalem News today. That's all we have time for today, but tune in next week to hear more breaking news from me, Chris Phillips, and the Jerusalem News. Have a good day. In the story from Mark, we saw that Jesus is more powerful than the wind and the waves. And the amazing comfort for Christians is that someone that powerful loves us. In our current situation with the impact of coronavirus, it can feel like we're in a pretty big storm. And that comes with all sorts of worries and anxieties. Perhaps you're worried about starting back at school after such a long break, or worried about job security or finding a job. Perhaps you're worried about your health or the health of loved ones. I wonder, where do you look to and go to for help when you face these worries and concerns? Perhaps you're someone who tries to sort them out in your own strength. Or perhaps you're someone who tries to find escapism by filling your time and your mind with all sorts of other things. Well, in the passage from Mark, we see that Jesus wants us to turn to him. That he's the powerful creator in charge and in control of the wind and the waves. And he's the powerful creator who loves us and who is able to calm the storm with three words: quiet, be still. So as we face storms in life, let us go to Jesus and listen to his powerful words and put our trust in him, because he is powerful and he loves us.